This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Tough act to follow there.
Tommy!
Yeah. Cinco de Five-O is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. All right, so last night, Mike Breen whipped out a double bang. Now, we rarely hear a double bang. So before I get to the list, though, Teak, I'm going to make a proclamation on this show.
Okay.
And it's non-negotiable.
Let's hear it.
From here on out, Evan Roberts must refer to Mikal Bridges as Double Bang Bridges.
Double Bang Bridges.
From this
bang! Let's go next.
Did get a double bang, Evan. That's so rare.
You know who else got a double bang?
Who?
Julius Randle.
Yeah, so did Dante, but you know what? Former Net.
What do they all have?
Leader of the Coalition.
Right.
Evan Roberts, from this day forward, you must refer to Mikal Bridges as Double Bang
Bridges.
Now, I'm
Bridges. A fair guy, because I give him major props for what happened last night.
How about just DB? DB Bridges.
That could be misinterpreted for another thing, but yeah.
I have major respect for what Bridges did yesterday. He started a controversy, and then he ends the night with a game-winning shot.
Right. And gets a double bang on top of it.
Tremendous. I got nothing but love for what he did last night. I compared it to A-Rod at the beginning of the show. But my extension on calling him Double Bang Bridges, which I will do, ends once they play their next game. Because then it's a new story. I mean, we're not going to live on the Trailblazer game forever. So today and tomorrow, I got no problem calling them Double Bang Bridges. But then they play the Warriors on a Saturday night.
Right.
There's a new story to be written.
Okay,
he doesn't get to live with this forever.
If he gets a double bang against the Warriors?
He's not getting a double bang.
I'm just saying, if he does, then
Tiki,
it might have to stick permanently.
Long-term, let's go Knicks.
Long-term
prediction.
Long-term prediction. If he gets a double bang against the Warriors on Saturday?
Yeah.
Then it's got to live forever.
He is never getting another double bang in his career.
It doesn't matter, but if he does on Saturday, it lives.
If he gets a double bang against the Warriors on national TV?
Yes.
Because that means Breen's doing it for a national audience.
I know.
I'll agree to that.
Right.
It's not happening. Let's go Knicks.
Got that for you,
there
Tommy.
May be a double bang on Saturday night. It ain't coming from Mikal Bridges.
Tiger.
If it does, I got that for you, Tom.
I love you, too.
By the way, there was no innuendo there. I just meant Steph Curry.
In theory, it would be a quadruple bang because it would be a double bang in the same week. So keep that in mind. Double Bang Bridges, that would be like a headline, right, in the back of a newspaper, and that would upset a portion of the fan bases here with the Net fans. So the Cinco today is the top five headlines in 2025 that would drive New York sports fans nuts. All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Zach attack. Zach Wilson leads the Miami Dolphins to the playoffs. Tua obviously gets injured. Zach steps in and leads the Dolphins. The hated Dolphins.
I don't know how that's not number one.
That would be awesome. That would be worse than Chad and what Pennington did with the Dolphins, because at least Chad gave me positive memories. If that loser, Zach Wilson, That's probably too harsh.
Yeah. I have more confidence in Zach Wilson than I do Justin
Loser
Herbert.
As a Jet.
Loser as a Jet.
How about spoiled brat? Is that better?
No, I'm not picking on him as spoiled or anything. I just think he stinks. If Zach Wilson ever led the Dolphins, even to a victory over the Jets, it would drive me nuts. Forget the playoffs.
Right.
Beat me in a game, I'll be driven.
Now, we thought this with Mike White. I would almost guarantee Zach Wilson beats the Jets this season in a game.
Right,
I
think that's pretty much. You want to put something on the line, or are you just spouting it off?
Just my reputation.
Okay.
Here we go.
Number four.
From the darkness to the light, Aaron Rodgers leads Giants to the playoffs after Aaron Boone's Yankees miss the playoffs and Aaron Glenn's Jets win four games. So he is the king of Aarons in this town.
Yeah, but that one would be less because half the pot, actually more than half, would be ecstatic about it.
Not the Yankee part.
Not the Yankee part or the Jet part. So I'm really taking both of those fan bases.
That's
and
a good point.
The Giant fans could say we have the best Aaron in this town.
That's a good point.
Number three.
Triple bang. Mike Breen makes history as Mikal Bridges hits the game-winning shot to give the Knicks the championship. And we get to hear, for the first time ever, a triple
bang. I'm so confused. What was the name of this, Cinco?
The top five headlines in 2025 that would drive New York sports fans nuts.
Oh, so it could be positive, then, right. Is what you're saying.
Yeah, no. It's positive for one fan base.
Gotcha,
but it's negative.
Gotcha.
So last night, Knicks fans are happy, but Net fans are upset because of a double bang.
I mean, there's nine of us. I don't know if you need to include us.
Okay, that's why
in
you're
this.
Number three on the triple bang.
I mean,
there.
Come on.
All right, here we go.
Number two.
All right, the Indiana Jones. Daniel Jones leads the Colts to the Super Bowl to face Saquon Barkley and the Eagles.
Oh, that would be horrible.
How about that one, Teak?
That would be horrible.
Well, that would be horrible because, like, Saquon winning a Super Bowl, like, you could see it.
Right.
Daniel Jones and the Colts?
He did it. He already did it.
Right.
Saquon. But it would also be, like, Philly on steroids because Shane Steichen was a former Philly coordinator.
Yeah, and I don't think Giant fans would be thinking about that part.
Yeah, but the story would be the development of Philadelphia athletes and coaches.
I got good news for you. Much like how Mikal Bridges has had his last double bang in his career, you do not have to worry about that headline occurring. Daniel Jones is not leading the Colts to the Super Bowl.
But I think 50%. Yeah, but 50% of that, you got a real good shot with Barkley. So all you would really need is Jones to get there.
Yeah, that's all you need. Uh-huh. The one thing that's not happening.
Right.
It's not happening.
All right, here we go.
Number one.
Here's one thing that I think has a really good chance of happening. A Soto photo finish. Juan Soto hits an inside the park home run in Game 7 as the Mets win the World Series.
The inside the park one kind of throws me off.
Well, it's a photo. It's a Soto photo finish. Soto
right.
Photo, the John Sterling thing.
Yeah, that would drive us nuts. It would drive me nuts in a happy way.
It's my
I still think Zach Wilson should have been.
I agree with you.
Right.
Because I also think you have to look at the likeliest of the scenarios. Mm-hmm. Like, the Mets have a chance to win a World Series.
Wait a second.
They have a chance. So that one's around.
Right.
The Knicks even sort of have a chance to win an NBA championship.
Right. And who knows? Who knows? Bridges could hit a massive shot at the end of game, whatever, 6, and a triple bang occurs.
And Mike Breen has already said that's the only way they'll ever be a triple bang. But the Daniel Jones one and the Zach Wilson one and the Aaron Rodgers and the Giants winning the Super Bowl one, those feel like, I don't know, fairy tales.
Yeah.
I'm just being real. Like, those feel way too crazy than, hey, the Knicks win an NBA title. They're going to be the 3 seed in the NBA. It could happen. The Mets winning the World Series. Again, I wouldn't bet on all this stuff, but it could all happen. That other stuff seems like a fantasy.
All right. You should have seen the one that missed the cut. Jacob deGrom leads the Yankees to the World Series after getting traded at the deadline.
Oh, could you imagine? I'm not worried about that because
it's not a bad trade idea.
I'll tell you why that's not going to happen.
Of course, it's not going to happen. I'm just saying it's not a bad idea.
Because not only are the Texas Rangers like a legitimate championship contender themselves, Jacob deGrom has a full no trade clause. And I've tried to explain this to my fellow Met fans, so I'll explain it to the Yankee fan who
He's
wants to think
about
this.
He's never coming back to New York?
I don't think he would. Forget about coming to New York. I don't think he'd waive his no trade.
Right.
I think he would say, nah, dude, I'm here. I'm in Texas. I'm good. Mm. I got my championship. I'm happy. I'm not moving. He's a family man. He's got a beautiful house there. I just think it's not happening. So, by the way, speaking of DeGrom real quick, and this really has something to do with him, but not really. Bruce Bochy, the manager of the Rangers, yesterday in an interview was asked about his handling of DeGrom and said, yeah, you know, we're going to take it easy with him, maybe skip a start, and then said cavalierly, we may even place him on the IL.
Right.
Now, there are rules against using the Phantom IL. Ask Billy Epler, the man lost his job. And here's the future Hall of Famer just saying, oh, yeah, may stick Jake on the IL. That's against the rules.
Well, only if he's not hurt.
Well, he said he wasn't predicting an injury. He was saying we have to keep him fresh.
Well, no, what I'm saying is maybe he is hurt.
Oh, no, I don't think that's it, though.
All right, so he just messed up.
Yeah, I think he messed up. And I think that if Billy Epler lost his job over this, if I'm Billy Epler, I'd be beyond pissed off. Because I'd say, wait a second. Right. Not that I want Bruce to lose his job. How do I lose my job?
The challenge is Bruce hasn't done this yet.
Right, he's talking about
He's talking about doing it. Well, whereas Billy Epler actually did this.
Is it a crime to talk about committing a crime?
No.
Okay, so then he's fine.
You know what? I can't wait to get home. I'm going to go 95 miles an hour when I go home.
Can't be arrested for that?
No, because I haven't done it.
Okay.
I just told you I was going to commit a crime, but I haven't done it.
That's true. I'm going to rob your house tonight, Tiggy.
Watch out.
I'm not serious. I
don't have any guns, but.
But you've got your fists.
Or maybe I do.
I'm not messing around. Real quick, here's the latest on Tom Thibodeau and Mikal Bridges coming from Ian Begley. Knicks head coach, and by the way, just a little background before we tell you the story in case you missed any of it, just tuning in. Yesterday, right around this time, Mikal Bridges in a shoot-around, or during the shoot-around, talked about how, hey, I've said to Thibs, we should limit our minutes. Mm-hmm. Does a lot on our bodies. And he also talked about giving the bench an opportunity. So those two things were mentioned in talking about limiting the minutes. He was asked, have you talked to Tom Thibodeau about this? He said, yeah. Is he receptive to it? Not really. He's stuck in his ways. Thibodeau was then asked before last night's game, hey, did you talk to Mikal Bridges about this? And before Thibodeau went into defending himself on the minutes, kind of non-limits, he said, we never spoke about this. So you had yourself a contradiction immediately. According to Ian Begley, Tom Thibodeau, looking to clear the air over Mikal Bridges' comments, met with Mikal Bridges. Tom Thibodeau did. Requested a meeting, met with him, and they had that meeting, which sources described as productive.
So then was this a conversation about minutes? The question.
What do you think they talked about?
Shouldn't that have been what they talked about? So now he can't say there wasn't a conversation because he requested a meeting to have a conversation about not having a conversation about minutes. So clearly, they now subsequently have had a conversation about minutes.
Sort of. Tell me if I'm wrong here.
Go ahead.
If you said something that pissed off Fossil or Coughlin,
yeah,
and he's like, I'm sure this actually happened, so you can walk me through it.
Yeah, no, it definitely did.
Get in here, I want to talk to you.
Yeah, that definitely happened.
Okay, so this is like real.
Right.
Is Coughlin talking about what you actually said or the fact you said it?
What I actually said.
Okay. So maybe Thibodeau, to your point, talked about what he said, or maybe Thibodeau said, look, I'm not going to talk about the minutes because I'm the freaking coach.
Right.
I don't want you talking about this publicly. Airing this kind of dirty laundry or how you feel, it's not productive.
Dirty laundry. I think it's just the reality of what, it's not dirty, it's just reality.
Right, but you're voicing your opinion that
it's creating controversy.
Right.
Right.
So I think that it's possible that when they met, they weren't necessarily breaking down the minute argument.
Yeah.
Because Tom Thibodeau comes across very sensitive about this. And even in his answer, mm-hmm. in defending himself, he comes across sensitive. So
right.
I wonder if that meeting was not as much about the minutes or the specifics of what Mikal
right.
said,
but
and more about why did you feel the need to publicly talk about this?
Right. Especially if I don't feel like you actually talked about this with me.
Right.
So if there's an issue, come have the conversation with me.
That leads me to think that it's more about Bridges talking about it publicly than actually debating the merits of how many minutes a guy should play.
Right. I wonder if Bridges left the meeting and be like, yeah, but you know we got some good players on the bench. We don't need to play all these minutes.
Look, Mikal should have.
Thanks, coach. Good to chat with you.
I mean, if I'm Mikal Bridges, I would use that opportunity to make
of
my
course.
Point again.
My point is he had to have, right? Because why else bring that up? It becomes an issue. And then when you get a chance to talk one-on-one with your head coach, not bring it up.
How many times did that happen between you and Tom Coughlin? Like a lot or just once or twice?
Just once. Twice. Three times already.
I was waiting. You got to three. I'm like, okay. 888-808-1019, the toll-free number. Russell is in Brooklyn. How are you, Russell?
Hey, what's going on, Evan and Teak? Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure, dude.
Just first off, before I make my point, Teak, I've been a Giants fan my entire life. Thank you for everything you've done for the franchise.
Thank
man,
you, brother.
For real.
Appreciate you, Russell.
Thank you so much. So the point I want to make is about the Giants QB situation. You know, I see everyone, you know, Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders, obviously the top two choices. But, you know, I was been thinking like a different route. Why not, instead of taking all this draft capital and trading up and, you know, kind of gutting a lot of the picks the Giants have, take Hunter or Carter at three, and then, you know, it seemed to work out for the Eagles when they took a QB a little later than Jalen Hurts. So why not take Jalen Milroe from Alabama in the second round? Let him sit behind a veteran for about it. Let him learn and kind of go that route and build your defense up.
Yeah, the challenge is it's such a good idea. Jalen Milroe, Jackson Dart, whoever it is. The difference is that the Eagles had a quarterback in Carson Wentz who they believed in. Right? They drafted Jalen Hurts just to be like their quality backup behind Carson Wentz. And then Carson Wentz got flummoxed by having a really good quarterback behind him and started playing like crap. The Giants don't have that quarterback.
Right now.
It's just not there. And even if they sign one of these free agents, like, we don't know how Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers or Jameis Winston, whoever, we don't know how any of these guys are going to play in front of whoever the young quarterback is they end up drafting. We don't know.
Yeah.
And so there's a chance that because it's a bad draft, a bad free agent pickup, they end up playing the young kid.
Right.
And so that's actually worse.
It leads to, yeah.
Right.
No, you're right about that. Do you remember how 2 weeks ago when I took Thursday and Friday off, I know Tommy didn't agree with this, and that's fine, but you and Sean complimented me how I was able to unplug while being away.
Yes.
And I appreciated that. Yesterday, Sean was here for the last time. He's taking a little vacation, and he made it very clear he was going to unplug.
Yes.
He's not going to tweet. He's not going to respond. He's not even going to pay attention. He's going to shut his phone off.
Yes.
I did a science experiment because I read a story in the last 15 minutes about how Pat Shermer did an exclusive interview with Big Blue View. Big Blue View, I guess, is a giant website.
Yes.
They do a fine job. And they were doing an interview with Shermer, mostly about Shador.
Yes.
And over the course of that...
Who else would it be about?
Well, you could talk about the history. I mean, certainly Shermer was a coach here. And so Pat Shermer revealed in that interview, quote, had we not drafted Saquon, the quarterback that I felt like we should have drafted was Josh Allen.
Okay.
That's just Pat Shermer's opinion, or at least he's telling us what would have happened 7 years ago.
Right.
So I saw that story. I was like, that's interesting. I'm going to like put bird feed out, and I'm going to text that, not to our group chat, but just to Sean individually.
See what he says.
And just see, does he respond? And I assume, well, his phone's off, he's not going to respond.
He's definitely responding.
His response was, quote, a lot of things. Are you trying to ruin my vacation?
Oh, he did respond.
And you know why they didn't pass on him? Because Dave Gettleman bleeping sucks. So I wrote back, why are you responding? This was a test. And his response was, because you triggered me. I also just got into an argument on the beach with a Giant fan about Shador Sanders. And I'm not tweeting. Okay, great. You're not tweeting, but you're arguing with a guy on the beach about Shador Sanders and responding to me about Pat Shermer's claims of what he would have done 7 years ago.
If you've paid attention where I've vacationed over the last couple of years,
have
you not?
Yes.
Iceland.
Yeah.
Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Italy.
Morocco.
That's coming up.
Yep.
Japan.
Mm. Right? They do damage.
You know why I go to those places?
Because you have no cell reception?
No. Oh. I do have cell reception everywhere.
Why is that?
Because nobody's going to talk to me about football.
I didn't think of that.
They don't give a you-know-what.
That's a good point.
And even if they happen to know who I am, they're not going to say jack about football.
That's true. But when you go to wherever Sean went, some island,
yes,
there's a lot of Americans there.
Yes.
Obviously, WF fan, very popular.
Uh-huh.
And so Sean gets...
And probably New Yorkers.
And probably New Yorkers. And so they get baited into an argument.
Yeah, absolutely.
It also
right.
doesn't help that Sean Marash has a tattoo of the Giants logo, and he's at the beach, his shirt's off.
Good
so
point.
Some guy there on vacation with his family sees the, hey, so, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then they get into it. I'm a little mad at you, Evan.
What'd I do?
I think you're playing dirty here.
Why that is that? A little dirty.
Because you know Sean can't help himself. You know he's irrational. And I yell at him all the time. He feels the need to quickly respond to people, to respond on Twitter, to respond in text. It's just his personality, right? He doesn't know how to unplug. He wants to unplug. You texting him, trying to get him out of that, is not fair. Because you know he's going to respond.
In fairness... You guys...
We left you alone.
That's not true. Mm-hmm. In the Evan and Tiki chat, there were text messages about sports.
Right.
Now, I understand it wasn't meant for me because it is a full chat. I'm not the only one in it. I respect it.
Correct.
No one was goading me,
correct.
But it was still there.
You're goading him, though.
No, I'm not. I'm giving him information.
No, you're not. You're not giving him information.
He would have never seen that story about Pat Shermer.
Evan, giving Sean information would be, hey, the Giants just signed Aaron Rodgers. Hey, the Giants just traded for Joe Burrow. Hashing up something from back in the day, see... I love you, but you view Sean as something you could put a quarter in, and they do like it's jukebox. He's your jukebox, and that's not fair. We're trying to be healthy here. Teak has got to go to Morocco, so nobody can be like Teak. Thank you for all your service for the Giants. I love you. And Sean's trying to go to St. Thomas. He's fighting with people on the beach, and you're using him as a jukebox.
He claimed on the air yesterday he was shutting his phone off. He was going to be on silent.
Didn't even last a day, dude.
Did he say he was shutting his phone off?
Yes,
absolutely.
He said it on the show yesterday.
Well, he's a liar, you know.
Well, he lied about that, and his response now is that he's blocking me, so he will not hear from me.
Well, that's what he said he was going to do. He's
going to
block our chat, block us, so he didn't respond to anything.
You know what? I'm calling my shot right now. So tomorrow at this exact time,
5:21.
I'm going to send him another text message about sports and see if he actually talked to me.
You know what we should do?
You got to find another story that pops up.
No, no. Can we put it into like ChatGPT and make up a story about how the Giants passed on something? Like create a story that is outrageous.
ChatGPT, write me a story that the Giants did whatever. The Giants brought in a new investor and... He's taking over, whatever.
Or back in the day, Giants passed on Tom Brady and did an interview Bill Belichick, whatever.
This
you know.
Chat GPT is so dangerous, and I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but you brought it up and it triggered my brain. Chat GPT has just come out with a prediction for the next 75 years of NBA champions.
On what?
Yes. Chat GPT predicted the next 75 NBA champions. So I see it, and I'm like, I'm nervous. Like, so... Let me just give you an example. 2025.
Yes.
You guys want to hear a spoiler on ChatGPT projecting?
I'm going to guess back-to-back.
You are correct. The Boston Celtics are winning again.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, 2026.
OKC.
The Denver Nuggets.
Denver?
Yeah. No, I'm a joker still there.
Yeah.
2027, the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Oh, that was close.
2028, the San Antonio Spurs. This all feels legit. Oh, Wembanyama. Come on. Come on.
Wake me up when they do anything.
Yeah.
And then the Thunder again in 2029. So that's the rest of the decade. Now, I would admit, I think that those five at least feel realistic on some level.
But after that, how the hell can you even get close
to
that?
Well, let's have some fun. So now that we get into 2030, I start saying, when is my team going to win a title?
Uh-huh.
And when are the Knicks going to win a title? I also noticed that the Las Vegas Jackrabbits will win a title because they added, ChatGPT, the idea that there will be expansion teams.
Wow.
So I'm going to just throw it at you. In the next 75 years, the Sonics are back. They're going to win a title. The Las Vegas Jackrabbits are going to win a title. The Mexico City Aztecs are going to win a title.
What?
Even a team in San Diego, they're getting a team too. So let's get to the good stuff. Knicks or Nets? What do you want to know?
Knicks.
I couldn't believe this when I saw this. The New York Knicks' next NBA championship, now that ChatGPT has predicted the next 75 NBA titles, will occur in the year 2104.
Oh, let's go Knicks.
That's quite a...
That's near the end of the 75 years.
It's the last year of the 75 years. And I looked, I was like, did I miss one?
Okay, what about the Nets?
The Brooklyn Nets are going to win an NBA title in 2048, which is 23 years from now.
The hapless Nets.
So I would be 65 years old. I'd be a senior citizen. In the year 2104, I got bad news. We're dead. So
this damage.
So would I sign for this was a question someone asked me, and my answer is I think I would.
Of course you would.
I've assured the Knicks are winning nothing. Now the problem is
the Nets are gonna win in your lifetime.
Well, here's the problem. Am I making 65? I hope. I don't know for sure.
What do you mean?
Listen, life is very fragile. So I hope I'm there. But the good news was after the Nets win in 2048, they're also gonna win in 2059 and 2063. So I'm going to get three championships as I'm an old man. And unfortunately, the Knicks got nothing until 2104. By the way, the Cavs are going to have a three-peat in 2085, 2086, and 2087 when LeBron James IV is starring for the Cavs.
I have to, not the validity, but I got to question the motive of this because there are teams that don't even exist that are winning championships before the Knicks, and the Nets are winning, let me get this straight, three NBA championships before the Knicks win one.
By the way, you know what really threw me off? In 2090, the Edmonton Oilers are winning an NBA championship. So I guess Edmonton's going to get a team, and they're going to have the same logo and team name as the hockey team. I find that one strange.
And they'll go out to lunch.
You know what? That's lazy.
You think that's a lazy one?
That's the flaw with AI.
They get lazy.
Well, they don't. They just don't know.
Yeah,
they're not.
So they start creating nonsense.
I like the Las Vegas Jackrabbit thing. I'm like, okay, I'm good with that. Mexico City Aztecs. I'm good with that. Then they got a team in China, the Beijing Dragons. And then again,
this is happening.
We got enough debt that you never know.
This is obviously anti-Knick rhetoric. The Beijing Dragons win the championship before the Knicks.
Well, I don't think it's anti-Knick rhetoric.
Of course it is. There are teams on the list that literally don't exist. That are winning an NBA title before the Knicks.
I'm going to do something right now because I want to at least make you happy. I'm going to go on Grok, which is the AI on Twitter, and I will ask them when the Knicks will win their next title and see if they give me a better answer. Okay. When will the New York Knicks win their next NBA championship?
They better not say the Paducah Pelicans are winning it beforehand.
Hold on. Grok is working right now to give me an answer. They didn't give me an answer. This is the flow with Grok. They're just telling me about the Knicks' history. Yeah, ChatGPT is better because they actually projected it over the next 75 years.
It's more information.
Yeah, I don't need information. I know the Knicks haven't won in a million years.
Right, or someone just made that up, faked it.
You think someone faked it? Well, that's what Loogie thinks. Loogie thinks it's anti-Knick rhetoric.
Oh, it's a clearly anti-Knick rhetoric. So it's either Evan created it or one of his lackeys sent it to him.
Why would I create the Nets not winning a title for 25 years? You don't think I want a championship?
You have zero championships, so what I would disagree with is you would take a championship at any point in the next, let's say, 40 years.
But, I don't think you didn't listen carefully to what I said. I know it's
do
a dark.
For the Jets?
What would I do well for the Jets?
That.
Well, I'm gonna ask ChatGPT, but I think what you missed is that life is very fragile, and so I can't sit here and confidently tell you I'm here in 2048. I know we hear the number, and it's like, 65, you'll be fine. Dude, it's so depressing looking around. Like, I don't know if I'm going to be here. So I know that I've taken your trolling to a different world, but it's true. And so you kind of have to look at things almost year to year or 5 years to 5 years. But 2048 feels like so far in the future.
So you might not be alive when the Vegas Jackrabbits win an NBA title, but none of us will be alive when the Knicks win a title because it's 75 years from now.
Yeah, that's ChatGPT. Blame them. Don't blame me. What the hell did I do?
Who am I blaming? ChatGPT, isn't there has to be somebody that types something in?
If it makes you feel any better, there's another team that's not even on this list, and that's the Los Angeles Clippers. So, news.
So we're in the Clippers.
So that they disbanded as an organization?
No, they don't win a championship in the next 75 years. Oh. How about that? Isn't that crazy? I don't see the Sacramento Kings on this list, unless the Kings are the ones moving to Vegas to become the Jackrabbits. Interesting, right?
How many expansion teams have we now had, according to this list?
Well, but it may not be expansion. It could be teams moving. Keep that in mind. Like the Tampa Bay Rays stadium deal just fell apart. I think there's a chance they're going
to
move.
The product's not good enough in the NBA now. Do we need more teams?
That's not nice. Speaking of which, let's get to the guy who wants to complain about the NBA product. Joe in Jersey City. That's perfect timing since Tiki said it sucks. What's up, Joe?
That was a perfect transition. Thank you very much, Tiki. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
So, Tiki, I had a question for you, and then I wanted to ask Evan a question.
What? Go ahead.
Tiki, as a professional athlete, man, what is the point of a professional athlete? Is it not to get bigger, stronger, and faster?
I think it's to get more efficient at what you do. Now, for some like athletes, that's getting bigger, stronger, and faster. Specifically, football players, 100%. Baseball, I'm not so sure. You know what I mean? Basketball, probably not either because there's so much dexterity you need. So football, definitely, but not for all sports.
Well, see, and that's kind of my point. Because, I mean, if you go back, and I know I'm going to reference the Michael Jordan documentary. If you watch the Michael Jordan documentary after he plays the Pistons, right, he comes back the next year, he puts on 25 pounds of weight, muscle weight mostly, and he essentially dominates them afterwards. But I had to sit there last night and watch the Boston Celtics play the Thunder, and watch SGA flop around the court the whole time to the point where the Boston Celtics literally had to put Peyton Pritchard to guard him because he was a smaller individual.
Right.
And every other player that tried to guard him, they called a foul again.
Yeah.
So there's really no point in the NBA to get bigger and stronger. The goal is really to get faster and thinner.
Yes,
right. So this way you get more fouls called against you.
Right. So, I mean, it's true. Because it's free points.
That's right? A great point. And that's
you get to the line. It's his free points.
Look, it's one thing that the league needs to clean up. I respect that phone call because I thought it was just going to be someone saying, the NBA sucks, I hate it. That's the guy who sat there and watched Thunder Celtics last night and said, hey, look, these are one of the things that I need to see fixed. And I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one point of emphasis that does need to be fixed.
Didn't they try to fix the flopping thing?
Yeah, they've tried, but it doesn't work. It's a very tough thing to enforce. They tried to enforce it with fines, but it's nearly impossible. We are live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Can the Yankees still be called the evil empire? All right. I've got good news, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just tuning in, there's a ChatGPT like projecting the next 75 NBA champions.
Which is absurd.
Of course it's absurd, but it's fun. Hey, AI, hey, we're having fun. And it had the Knicks not winning a title until after the turn of the next century. So Tommy got very upset, and I tried to get Grok, which is the new AI on Twitter, to do it. I phrased it differently, and I asked Grok to project the next 25 NBA champions, and here's what we got. The Celtics, again, are winning this season.
Yep.
The Thunder are going to go back-to-back in 26 and 27.
So we got back-to-back followed by back-to-back.
And by the way, that on paper makes a lot of sense.
Of course it does.
In 2028, the San Antonio Spurs, which I'm with. I could see them getting there.
Which is in par, in line with what the other one, ChatGPT, did.
But in 2029, ladies and gentlemen, the dream comes true. Because in 2029, the New York Knicks are winning the NBA championship.
Nice.
Now, I got
to
tell you.
2029, so who's likely to be their stars?
Well, Jalen Brunson, but he's going to be old. It's 4 years from now. He's going to be in his 30s.
So how do you even project that?
I think it's flawed. Like, I don't think an older Cat and an older Brunson are winning. So I think they're making some kind of big trade. Like, I don't think it matches up with their time frame.
I wonder the assumptions that, well, who did this one?
Oh, Grok. Here's their assumption, because they actually write a description on why. Jalen Brunson's leadership. Okay, fine. He'll be old, still a great leader. Paired with Karl Anthony Towns and a gritty supporting cast. Finally end the Knicks drought, assuming they maintain health and chemistry and, of course, have a new head coach that doesn't treat them like animals with the amount of minutes they play.
That's your addition.
No, that's what they wrote.
That is not what they wrote.
But, yeah, it goes all the way until 2049, and I do have the Knicks winning another title, Grok does, in 2045. And the way they phrase it is a second title in this span assumes the Knicks build a sustainable winner post-Brunson. You know why that's full of crap? I own all their pets. They're not winning another championship.
Free agency.
Just free agency?
Leon Rose being a maven.
Now, before we get back to your calls and we get to the evil empire stuff, I'm going to do something that's going to make us all very nervous. Project the next 20 MLB World Series champions.
Oh, let me hear this.
Are you guys ready for this?
Yes.
This is scary. All right, here we go.
I wonder how soon the Mets get in because
try
of Soto.
Try to grow a dynasty.
All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, 2025 will be...
Dodgers.
The Los Angeles Dodgers. 2026 will be...
Los Angeles Dodgers.
The Atlanta Braves.
Oh, come on.
2027 will be... The New York Yankees.
Wow. At the end, Judge finally gets one.
2028 Orioles. Oh, this is a problem. 2029, the Astros. 2030, okay, I'm going to keep
going.
All right, we got it, ladies and gentlemen. 2035, the New York Mets, led by Francisco Alvarez, win the World Series.
Let's go, Mets!
Not Soto, and not, well, Lindor will
their
be
names,
at the end.
Their names are not mentioned. That is 10 years from now. So
Lindor will be gone. He'll be retired.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, he'd be 41. Or
Are you guys, Loogie, would you sign for that?
Yeah, of course.
Really?
They haven't won in my lifetime. I have to sign for any.
What'd you say, 31?
2035, 10 years from now.
10 years from now.
Yeah. It'll be
that's a long time to wait.
Been waiting 40.
I mean, is Soto still there?
It sounds like he opts out, leaves, and wins a title with the Astros first, or whoever, or goes back to the Yankees, and then the Mets, led by Al, they win.
The year before the Mets win the World Series is 2034. The Dodgers win it, and the way it's phrased is, a new generation of stars built around Shohei Ohtani's legacy keeps the Dodgers dominant.
His legacy.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, AI is disgusting. Sorry for that. Get back to your calls. Let's go to Ron in Jersey City. What's up, Ron?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's happening?
Yo.
Hey, Tiki, just to remind you, I'm the headbanger.
Yeah.
The one that knocked my friend out with the headbutt.
Right, I remember
and
that.
Evan,
yes.
Evan, I'm the guy that worked at Citi Field setting up the stands for opening day. It took 2 days instead of 1 day. Do you remember that?
I do, yeah. That's right.
Oh, okay.
How you doing,
okay,
man?
I'm good. Tiki.
What up?
Question. What do you think about Mekhi Becton coming to the Giants and replacing that bum, Evan Neal?
Yeah, what do you think of that? You like that move?
I mean, I'm surprised he's still unsigned, Mekhi Becton.
Yeah, because now we're entering the second wave of free agency.
We're already in the second wave, and so it gives me pause, maybe? Because I think he was really good last year. And the fact that he's still available, I don't know what that tells me.
Maybe teams are afraid and they look at what the Eagles did so brilliantly and say, we're nervous that we're going to be able to replicate that with a different coaching staff and a new system and after we pay him.
And the Eagles replaced him.
Right.
So, look, he's huge, so I don't think he can hurt. But I think if the Giants do that, it's going to be later. So it's going to probably be like the third wave.
I would be afraid of Mekhi Becton. I wish him all the best. He accomplished a lot this year. Congratulations.
Right.
But
won a championship.
He won a title.
Part of it.
Good for him. But under a new coaching staff, that's not the Philadelphia Eagles. Mm-hmm. And with a lot of money, presumably, of him getting paid, that scares me.
Yeah.
I would be scared of a deal like that.
Right.
Let's go to Rich in Farmingdale. What's up, Rich?
How you doing? Great show.
Thank you, man.
Tiki, I've been a Giants fan for a long time. I'm 75 years old, so thanks for your years.
Oh, God bless you, man.
Okay, I got a comment on the Giants and John Meyer, the way he's handling it.
Go ahead.
I mean, he's a guy who grew up in the Giant locker room.
Mm-hmm.
He watched his father build this team up.
Right.
He knows what it takes to make a winner. Yet he sits there and watches Joe Shane absolutely destroy the Giant, and they're probably set back for another 5 years. I don't understand why John is just sitting there watching this.
Well, I think he trusted. And by the way, I would suggest, Rich, write John a letter. Being honest, send it to.
He'll write you back.
Send it to Quest Diagnostic Center. And the Meadowlands. Write him exactly what you just said to me, and I bet he writes you back. But I would argue that John's biggest fault was letting Dave Gettleman try to salvage the history of Eli.
Oh, I agree.
Because
that was the biggest mistake.
That's what set this team. Not, it didn't set him back. It held him in stasis for like three or four too many years, and in that little like 3 or 4 year period, the NFL changed. Like we don't as some people don't think about it this way, but in that little moment at the end of Eli's career, the NFL completely evolved, and the Giants were stuck trying to do what worked in 11 and 7.
I think also sticking with kind of the bloodline, if you will,
of
old Giants probably hurt too.
Think about the quarterbacks that came in around that era: Pat Mahomes, mm-hmm. Josh Allen. Lamar Jackson, the game changed. And so you were building a team that was a winner in you know, the aughts and the tens, but was not prepared for what was happening and coming.
Set them back.
And so that's what set them back.
Yeah.
And so now Joe Shane is trying to fix that.
Yeah.
And it's not easy.
No. And unfortunately.
Clearly, and they're not the only team. There's a bunch of teams that are stuck like that.
Well, speaking of which. I did what everybody listening is asking for, because you're probably like, all right, Ev, all right, Teak, you gave us the next 25 World Series winners, according to AI. You gave us the next 75 NBA title winners, according to AI. But can you give us the meat? Can you give us the NFL?
The one we care most about.
So I'm going to let you know that I've done it, and for the next 5 years, it's all predictable. The Kansas City Chiefs again, mm-hmm. the Bengals, the Lions,
the Bills in there?
The Eagles, the Niners, the Ravens,
no
and
Bills?
Finally in 2031, the Buffalo Bills.
There you go.
Now, who will be a local team to win a championship? Ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you the year, and it ain't your team. Sorry, guys, the Giants drought continues. But I've got the year, 2036. And it makes sense, because it's also saying the Mets are doing it in 35. So we're going to get a back-to-backer. We're going to get the Mets winning the World Series, and then months later, the Jets winning the Super Bowl. And that's always how I thought it would go down. That is like dedicated to Beningo. So, ladies and gentlemen, according to AI, the Jets winning the Super Bowl in 2036. And sorry, Tommy, because it's going to get worse. The following season? No, it's not a back-to-back. Let's not get nuts. The Dallas Cowboys win the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, now we've gone way too far. They'll never win
is
again.
Is that the next time they're winning?
Yes. Yeah, like, according to AI, it's a lot of teams that just make sense. Like the Chiefs, the Bengals, the Lions, the Eagles, the Niners, the Ravens, the Bills.
Football's almost easier for the next decade.
Yeah, because you like, see...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Predict it.
Yeah.
Like, you know who the top and best quarterbacks are, and their teams are consistently going to be good.
Honestly, until the Jets in 2036, all the picks are, they make sense.
Right.
You know, the Bengals, the Packers will win, the Chargers with Herbert. Like, it's all like, oh, okay, fine, I see it. And then in 2036,
it's the New York Jets.
Look at them. You need AI to give you hope. Not the actual franchise. You didn't smile this big when you signed Justin Fields or hired Aaron Glenn, but because AI, artificial intelligence, is telling you the Jets are in the Super Bowl in 11 years.
But here's the
asteroid will crash into Earth and end life as we know it before the Jets can win a Super Bowl.
Is that what you're telling me?
Right. Yes.
It's too late to deflect it.
The problem is, would I even sign for that? That's 11 years from now. A lot can happen.
Yeah. Is Aaron Glenn still your head coach? That's the question.
11 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there would have to have been success in those 11 years to give them the reasons to keep him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 11 years, a long time.
11 years, a long time. But think about it this way. Let's say they draft Let's say they draft Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah.
He's likely the guy then because he's 23, 22 years old. 11 years from now, 34, he finally wins it. Like, it actually makes sense.
Do you remember Mike Tomlin's first year?
Yes.
So that was 14 years ago. Yeah. That was longer than that.
That was more than that.
Like 16 years ago.
Yeah, that was 2007 or 2008.
Like 6 or 7
yeah.
in that range.
So think how long ago that was.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not that long to wait.
No, 11 years when you think about it is not that long ago.
No.
Mike Tomlin's first year was 2007. They won 10 games. His second year is when they won the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Let's go to Chris in the Bronx. How you doing today, Chris?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
I can't believe I got to listen to this station and actually hear people talk about bringing Aaron Rodgers to the Giants. It's like we hit the rewind button 2 years ago. BP is talking all day about bringing in Aaron Rodgers. And ballers like me said, I don't want him on the Jets because he's going to turn 40, which means he's too old, and he's either going to get hurt or he's going to not be very good. And what happened in 2 years? He got hurt.
And then he wasn't very good.
He wasn't very good. And now he's going to turn 42, and he's either going to get hurt or not be very good. Why don't we just bring Bernie Williams in while he's hurt while we're at it?
That's a great one.
I mean, this is crazy, guys.
The problem is the Giants got to get a veteran. So what veteran do you want? That's what this comes down to.
Well, Kiki, I'm glad you said that, because one of the veterans that is in this veteran pool has now signed with a new team, Gardner Minshew.
Oh, no.
We'll be backing up Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City.
Wow. And I made a list before Sean went away, because remember we said it's like a fantasy draft when the guy goes on autopilot. Who do you want?
Right.
And Gardner Minshew was like third on his list.
Yeah.
I have to find where I wrote it down. I may have misplaced it. But he was very high on Gardner Minshew. And this is the issue with waiting on Rodgers. Okay? Now, to our last caller's point, what I think he has to keep in mind is, and I'm being fair about this, the expectations and the belief in what you needed from Aaron Rodgers was far different for the Jets than it is the Giants.
No doubt.
He's your bridge quarterback.
Right.
That's all he is.
Whereas for TSNY.
Oh, yeah. Baseball Night in New York next, presented by Tri-State Cadillac on SNY.
Thank you. I think Aaron Rodgers for the Giants is get us winning again, not win us a Super Bowl.
And I'd actually argue that you are our bridge potentially as soon as this season to a younger quarterback once, A, we deem that kid ready, or B, we're just out of the playoff race and we're like, let's go see what we got.
Right. Now, the challenge will be, does Aaron Rodgers want to do that?
If he doesn't want to do it, I don't sign him.
And so, look, I know Dave's and Shane will be perfectly honest with him. And if they believe that that's going to happen, they'll tell him.
Yeah.
Because that's why Russell Wilson signed ultimately with the Pittsburgh Steelers last year.
Right.
Because he came to the Giants first.
Yep.
But he went to Pittsburgh because the Giants told him, you're our backup. And the only way you're playing is if Daniel Jones gets hurt.
Now, if the Giants, and I don't think they're doing this, but if the Giants are saying and planning, hey, we've got 2 years of Aaron Rodgers and we're not drafting a quarterback, we're not even thinking about it, we're going to win, we're going all out, I would disagree with that. Because I don't think you can rely on Aaron Rodgers to A, stay healthy, or B, be the player he used to be.
Yeah.
But if you're treating him like a veteran bridge, he's the best veteran bridge out there. And as you're seeing, some of these veteran bridges are leaving. Gardner Minshew would have been a fine candidate for that job. He's gone. He took another job.
Right.
So how long are you willing to wait and lose some of the guys on that level? Now, it's fair to say I'll wait all day. I don't care. Gardner Minshew ain't making me lose sleep. That's fine. But understand guys are coming off the board.
Right.
We saw Jacoby Brissett a few days ago. We saw Mac Jones earlier today. We saw Gardner Minshew a few seconds ago. Eventually, they all may be gone. We've talked a lot about Jameis Winston over the last few days. Jameis Winston may get a job in the next 2 days or something. So how long are you willing to wait?
Minshew, look, Mahomes obviously get hurt, but that's not really a job. You're going to sit there and play in the last week of the season. I'm actually stunned that Minshew signed this because he has like basically no chance to play. You would think he'd wait it out with all the Minnesota, Steelers,
but
Giants.
I think he might be just tired of hopping around because this has been, let me think, his third team in 3 years?
Jags, Colts, Raiders.
Right, so he's just he might Eagles just be too. Tired of jumping around. Yeah, Eagles before that.
He was with the Eagles for a couple of years.
Started with the Jags, obviously. So Eagles 2 years, Colts, And then Las Vegas, and now he's on his fourth team in 3 years.
Yeah. You know why Gardner Minshew signed with the Chiefs? I'll give you an easy answer. So when he played last year, he didn't play well.
Yeah.
You know what's going to enhance his value? Not playing.
Yeah.
I'm not joking.
No, you're right.
Like, sit behind Mahomes, let the Chiefs win a lot of games.
Right. Be cool, be a great, you know, clipboard holder.
Yeah, he'll get a contract next year. I guarantee it. Like, someone will say, oh, about Gardner Minshew? He learned from Andy Reid, Pat Mahomes. Let's take a flyer on him. Who did that recently? The former Bear bust of a Mitchell Trubisky.
Mm-hmm.
And then it didn't work. But
right. Yeah, when he went to Buffalo.
No, he sat in Buffalo. Right.
That's what I mean.
He sat in Buffalo.
Yeah. And then everybody thought, oh, he's rebuilt
it. Yeah, we fixed him. Simple as that.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.